My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Corbin Burns, Orioles starting pitcher. Last night's unfortunate losing pitcher for the Orioles as they dropped their second consecutive game to the Chicago Cubs. 4-0. Burns wasn't bad. 6 innings, 9 hits, some soft contact. Had the unfortunate grounder up the middle that Gunner was well positioned to field and throw out. Then hits the bag, turns into a double. That batter winds up scoring with a 2-out hit. At Chicago, took advantage of opportunity. You all right over there?
Fine, why?
Yeah, where you're coughing. You got the cough button right there. You'll be all right. He grounds into what should have been an easy ground ball to shortstop, hits the bag, turns into a double. They score a run, which turned out to be their third of the game. And as you heard Brandon Hyde say, runners in scoring position has not been friendly to the Orioles, as they were 0 for 11 last night, 0 for 12 in the series. And Imanaga, and we talked to Bruce Levine the other day, and he said that he's crafty. Not overpowering, not dominant by any stretch of the imagination, but crafty. And I was as frustrated watching the game, watching him pitch, as I'm sure Oriole hitters were trying to get something done against him. You heard Joe's update, Joe LaCroix. They had two get to the warning track, Rutschman, that would have been homers. Westberg Nolan hits the top of the wall. So it gets him second and third, only one out. Strikes out Hayes at the knees. That was a strike. I mean, first glance, if you're Austin Hayes, you're denying that that was a strike three. But at the knees. And then Jorge Mateo's been scuffling since he got bonked upside the head by the bat. He whiffs quietly, but Imanaga, when he's dealing with that off-speed stuff, and then he cranks it up to 92, maybe 93, very John Means-like when he was in his all-star prime. Because when you're throwing your change up effectively, you're painting corners, then all of a sudden 92, 93, looks like 102. 103.
Well, I was excited to see him pitch, just not seeing many Cubs games this year. Orioles' first look at him in person. You know, how often do you get a 30-year-old rookie? But highly touted guy coming out of Japan. He was as advertised. And outside of, you know, you look at his stats, outside of one or two starts this year, he's been phenomenal. So his ERA is back under three, but I mean, he had a 10-run game a couple starts ago, a 7-run game. Those really inflated his ERA. Outside of that, he's been elite. So he went to the, he's going to the All-Star game, well-deserved. Just wish, you know, he actually broke through there when you're get 11 guys in scoring position and go 0-for.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Even against the bullpen, they had first and second, one out, couldn't scratch there. And you heard Marquee Sports on the call. The last out of the game, Gunnar Henderson, I believe that was his first double play of the season, hit into. And Gunnar Henderson has wheels. He hustles. He makes sure he busts his ass. Unfortunately, Cubs just a little bit better. So the team, Chicago, and I think I jinxed them on Tuesday. They're in Baltimore baseball tonight. First place team, last place team. What could go wrong? Well, everything that could go wrong for the Orioles has gone wrong. Now they try to avoid the sweep, and they lose a game in the standings, too, because the Yankees win last night 2-1 over Tampa, which we'll get to during the American League East report. But the Orioles are still at an advantage, really scuffling in the month of July with runners in scoring position. So hopefully that'll break out. It's a long season. The weather is hot. We're going up against their three best pitchers. Justin Steele is on the hill today. So we'll see if the Orioles can get the bats on track against Chicago.
What's interesting to me is that the Orioles have kind of rose to the occasion against elite pitching this year. Think about all the aces that they've not just hit off of, dominated against. I mean, Zach Wheeler, I think about him. I mean, they shelled him, and he's not alone. Luis Gil was pitching great. They shelled him when they went to New York a couple weeks ago. So seeing the matchup this week, and you're going to face the Cubs' three best, I wasn't concerned. Because I thought that the Orioles lineup would rise to the occasion as they always do, but they've been ice cold here, and I don't know. I mean, still a couple games before the break, but maybe not the worst time to be hitting a little reset button here.
And I tell you what, the fascinating thing about this Orioles team, given their first place standing, they're on pace to win 100 games, they suck against the NL Central. They have really struggled against that division. The Cubs have won this series. Cubbies beat them 2 out of 3 last year at Wrigley Field. So Albert Suarez will be tasked to avoid the sweep before the Yankees come to town. 3-game series starting tomorrow night. Vinny, any comments on last night's game?
I think that Burns, he got his workout in last night. He was chasing a lot of balls, running to first base. He was gassed. But yeah, they just couldn't. 0-for-11 runners in scoring position. That was the problem. You know, Burns pitched well. And they played well defensively. It was just they couldn't get hits at clutch times. I mean, they could have easily won that game. If they get any type of hits, they win the game. I mean, Burns pitched good enough for them to win. Hyder said that after the game.
Yeah, Corbin Burns suffers his fourth loss of the season, in line to start the All-Star game if Bruce Bochy is inclined to do so. Now, this news happened because I wasn't here yesterday. This news happened Tuesday night when we were on BBT, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Live from Pickles Pub. We'll be there again tonight starting at 5:30, me and Jim Hunter. Jordan Westberg made the All-Star team and then promptly homered that night because Rafael Devers, who was chosen, he's dealing with a bulky shoulder. He's playing out the string here heading into the break. But Jordan Westberg, who probably should have been an All-Star to begin with, gets his just due by making it. Anthony Santander, however, does not make the home run derby. And you got to go with the hometown guy there in Texas, by the way.
Right. I'm pretty good field this year, actually. And that's even without big guys like Judge. Otani said he was kind of on the fence about it, but wasn't cleared medically to do it. I mean, I don't know. There's some other big hitters, I'm sure. But I thought the field overall was pretty good. There's no, like, no-name guys or anybody in there, like, who's that, or they don't deserve to be there. Maybe they asked Santander to do it. Maybe he said no. I'm not sure. But would have been cool to have a couple O's in that.
We got two shortstops in Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson going at it. So it's going to be fun to watch this coming Monday night, Arlington, Texas. Orioles have four representatives and one of their ball boys actually made the All-Star game as well for making sterling plays down the line at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It's Vinny at 81.057, the Fan Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Ravens rookies report in 2 days. The quarterbacks and injured veterans report on Monday. Then the full squad is on the 20th, which is 9 days. And then 10 days from today, training camp 2024 begins with the Ravens. High expectations here.
Super Bowl or bust, that's what it's going to be. And rightfully so. You make it to the AFC Championship game the next year, there's only one thing left. That's to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And as long as Lamar stays healthy, they've got that chance. I mean, they've got holes to fill just like everybody else has got holes to fill. And how those holes are filled and how those guys play that are filling those holes, that's going to be an important and key part as if they could make that run to the Super Bowl.
Trade deadline, Major League Baseball coming up in, 29 days. If you have a recommendation, not 29, 19 days. If you have a recommendation for the Orioles and Mike Elias, feel free to do so. There was some bogus rumor about the Orioles trading to Pittsburgh, said it Jackson Holliday for, Junis. That's not true. But the Orioles are looking for pitching, as Rockabaca wrote about today, Mass in Sports. They have had conversations with Chicago about Garrett Crochet, but the asking price, as you would expect, and rightfully so, from the White Sox is rather high. So if you want to talk about, you're not pushing panic buttons by any chance, are you, everybody? With the Yankees coming to town with first place on the line starting tomorrow night, some national TV fun and all the good things going along with that, feel free to get in. And concerns about the Ravens. Everyone's concerned with something. I don't think there are a lot of concerns, but concerns nonetheless. Feel free to get in. It's Total Request Thursday. Vinny, Eddie, Nolan McGraw here on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Cars is chosen by you, the people, starting at 11 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. The Cars, of course, Rick Ocasek, the singer, writer of all the songs from Baltimore. Greg Hawks, keyboard player from Ellicott City, Howard County. Little local flavor going on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Not saying you should vote for them starting at the top of the hour, but we always try to throw some not-so-subtle hints your way. Orioles, well, their offense has been very subtle. Not explosive for sure. Jordan Westberg kind of provided most of it. Hit a home run the other night. And that was all she wrote. As Jameson Taillon stoned the Orioles. Then Imanaga, crafty, creative, frustrating. Again, watching the game, it was frustrating to watch him. Because you could kind of, Ben McDonald was basically predicting what he was going to throw. And he was throwing it. And you would think, as a hitter, you're up there understanding what his pitch sequence is, and he still mystifies you. Now, Ryan Mountcastle had three hits last night, which was good to see, but no offense. 0-for-11 runners in scoring position. That has been a problem. Last year, the Orioles, one of the best teams in baseball in that category. So as the power numbers have exploded, they lead the majors in home runs. Situational hitting has not been as strong as it was in 2023. It's not bad, but it's still not effective enough because a couple of knocks last night, maybe the outcome of that game is completely different. Corbin Burns, tough luck loser, no walks, 5 Ks, his last start before the All-Star break. Cionel Perez, he plunked Bellinger, who had to leave the game because of it. Dylan Tate, he gave up another run in his one inning of work. Dylan Tate's a guy that 2 years ago was an asset to the bullpen, missed all of last season with an elbow issue, and hasn't really seemed to find himself. Was already optioned back earlier this year because of options, but Dylan Tate, he's someone to keep an eye on in regards to whether or not he can help the team as the trade deadline is looming here in 19 days. So you want to be GM for a day, feel free to do so. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Any questions about the Ravens with rookies reporting in 2 days? Training camp starting in 10 days from today. The Ravens will have a training camp practice open to the masses and to the media. So as the countdown of 2024's regular season continues on. Nolan, help me out here with the phones because my thing didn't pop up. Let's go to line one. It is Bob in Edgewater. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, how you doing? Bob, Vinny. Hey, Bob, I got a bunch of things here I wanted to get off chest up because I'm running hot. All right, I'll play Elias for a second. You said I want to be GM. Here's what I'm doing. Kerstad should be in this lineup every day. You're going to ask, who do you sit? Santander. Okay, he gave me whatever, a gazillion home runs in June. I don't care. This guy is homer happy. If he's not hitting a homer, he's not hitting. And that's the problem with the slump they've been in. And actually, you know, you documented, it's been well documented through June, that, you know, really started in the five game losing streak and actually has started all the way through last night, if you look back. Second point here. I don't know if anybody notices. I was at the game last night. I was telling Nolan. I think Gunnar got ejected after he ended the game because he was pissed off at that strike two call, if you saw. Yeah. And then when he hit into the double play, he turned back to the ump and said something, and the ump took his arm and motioned him like you're out of here, like it really mattered. But I think he got ejected. Last thing, Bob,
yes.
Am I worried about New York? No, I'm worried more about the Red Sox. Their pitching's far more superior than the Yankees. And I do worry about the Red Sox because I think they got some decent hitters in that lineup as well.
And you turn around and look at them in the rearview mirror, they're only 6.5 out of first place. They lost last night to Oakland, but they've been playing really good baseball. They've been breathing down New York's necks for quite some time. The Gunner thing, I didn't notice if he got the heave-ho for sure, but Ben Santander, come on, Bob. Well, he's one of your best run producers. If I'm benching anybody, it's Moon Man right now, Cal's. That's who rides the pines for me.
Oh, Couser's been struggling big time. Couser hadn't been hitting very well. Santander's been playing good defense. He made some nice catches and made some nice plays last night too. Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of Santander on the bench. I'm with you. Couser would be my guy too because Hayes is hitting the ball hard right now. I mean, he was hitting some ropes last night.
Yeah, I think Colton Couser, after the Rookie of the Month performance in April, has really struggled here. Batting average barely above the Mendoza line. He's had months where he's hit below the Mendoza line. What he brings, the asset is speed. He can play all three outfield spots, but right now really, really scuffling at the plate. But yes, to answer your question, Bob, Heston Kjerstad deserves to be in the lineup, but it's a lefty on the hill for Chicago tonight, so I'm guessing he probably won't be. More Arias, Mateo, Austin Hayes fun, and one of the other benefits of Anthony Santander, who, by the way, is a free agent after the season, he's a switch hitter. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you didn't break out the old panic button on this total request Thursday by any chance, did you?
I don't know. I see that for the night, man. High goals, you know, man. But it seems like we struggle against the, what's that, NL Central, though.
Yeah.
You know, we got swept against the Cardinals. Everything like that, you know.
Lost two out of three to the Pirates, if I'm not mistaken, the Brujas.
Yeah.
I mean, so, we swept the Reds, which is great, I guess.
Did we sweep the Reds? I thought we lost one of them games up there.
Yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
I mean, don't ask me to remember stuff from 2 months ago.
But you can remember stuff from 25 years
ago.
Yes,
I can,
you know,
as a matter of fact. But yeah, I think the Orioles are 4-9 against the Central this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, another tough loss, man. Burns gave up, 9 hits again for, the third time this season. But still a decent start for him. But, what was that game last week? I couldn't remember. Was it the Seattle or Oakland when he pitched? And we wasted another quality start by him. Was that?
No, he
would have been Oakland. No. Seattle.
It was Seattle then, yeah. You know, and
we did sweep the Reds, by the way. And outscored them 16-2 during the process.
Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, a good thing last night, like I said on the morning show, man, I guess Mountcastle had 3 hits. You know, he got that average back up to 272 now. You know, it was dropping down. He was up to 280 at one point. But yeah, he got that back up. And
Adley had been scuffling too. Remember, he was over 300, and he's kind of hit the skids a little bit. Not to say that he stinks or anything like that. Let's not get carried away. But you go through these peaks and valleys, Rashawn, over .162. The other team tries, and the Orioles right now taking on the three best pitchers that the Cubs have. Problem is, Chicago's bullpen isn't that great. Their offense hasn't been that great, and they're not great on the road. And they're exercising a lot of these demons here against the Orioles, at least for the first 2 days. Who knows? They can go out there, the Birds, and thump them 13-1 and get ready for New York, and we'll forget about these first two. Flush them, as they say.
Yeah, I thought we was going to get to the bullpen early because in that first inning, that guy had, 29 pitches just in the first inning. So I was like, man, you know, we're going to hopefully we have him out of there by the fifth inning, maybe, fourth or fifth inning. But, you know, he was throwing some stuff last night. All the pitches they got, are they up for trade? I know that the Cubs ain't doing much this year. You know, are they going to be sellers at the trade line or what?
I don't know where they are right now. We had Bruce Levine on the other day who covers them and has for many years. Like last week when we talked about the Rangers, we don't know if they're committed to selling yet because of the wild card still kind of keeps you in things. And right now they're tied for fourth in their division. They're 4.5, I believe, out of the wild card. I don't know if the Orioles are sweeping them and then they lose their last series before the break. Maybe it changes the mindset. But I don't know if they're in sell mode because they've got a lot of money committed to some players. They barely missed the playoffs last year. Cubs are only 3.5 out of the wild card. So I'm guessing right now, Rashawn, they're not selling.
Yeah, I guess not. And one last thing, right, Kowser, you think we should send him down? No, for a AAA assignment, man, so he can get it together.
Hey, look, they did it to Cedric Mullins. Doesn't mean he's above it, you know what I mean? And as our previous caller, Bob, said, you got to get Kjerstad's pay. He pinch hit last night and had a hit. You got to get him in there some way, somehow. Thing is, Kjerstad can't play center field, so that would be kind of a Hayes and Mullins thing. And when's the last time Austin Hayes, no one's played center field? I can't remember.
It's been a while, but I would think it has to be an option because you can't just play Kowser just because he's your only other center fielder.
Correct. So there you go. I don't think it's out of the question. Be a little surprised given his hot start and the popularity he has over Sean with the fan base. But, yeah, if he's not, it's a meritocracy, as they say.
All right. Well, I guess I
put that panic button away.
Yeah. Well, since I can't make the home run derby in Arlington, me and Tripp will be down in tomorrow to see the home run derby. I know Pavich on the mound and out.
I hear you. All right, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. We're hopefully ain't too bad. You know,
well, stop by, say hello, and don't come empty-handed because I'll be out of there at 6:55. All right, you got it.
Michelob Ultra, got you, man.
You got it, dude. Here's Rashawn in Baltimore. It's 88-81-057. The Pad. Time for another call. Nope. Got to take a break. Going to come back, start this Ravens rookie breakdown and revisit it. We're going to look at running back. If there's a weakness of the team, air quotes, it's not Derrick Henry as a player. Certainly not Justice Hill as a player. But depth or lack thereof. Could this be a weakness? Could this rookie, he remedy that? If you're on the phones, we'll get you. Coming up 11 o'clock, Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Kobe Mayo hit another home run. I mean, what's he need to get up here to Baltimore?
Rasheen is a running back that we've really liked since really the fall. Excited about him. Had a chance to see him at the Senior Bowl before he got hurt and was very, very impressive to us as a guy that can run the ball, pass protect, and also catch the ball.
Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about fifth-round draft pick out of Marshall, running back Rasheen Ali, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, now in L.A. with the Chargers. Keaton Mitchell recovering from a serious knee injury. You got Derrick Henry, stud, future Hall of Famer, Justice Hill, contributor in a big way. But where's the depth after that? And does Rasheen Ali, Vinny Serrato, provide some of that depth or maybe even more than that?
Well, with Rasheen Ali, the thing that, you know, when you go pay a running back like Derrick Henry a ton of money, you know, you can't afford big-time backups. I mean, look at the quarterback situation. Can't afford to pay any quarterbacks. There's no depth at quarterback. And the money that they're paying, you know, at the running back position right now with the backups, Ali is cheap labor. Hill, cheap labor. So Ali's 5'11", 206 from Marshall. Senior, 31 and a quarter arms, 8 5/8 hands. So he's got little hands. And maybe that plays a part in all his fumbling issues that he's had. In 2020, played in 6 games as a reserve. 2021, 250 carries for 1,401 yards, 23 touchdowns, 46 receptions, 342 yards, and also had a 97-yard kickoff return. In 22, took a leave of absence to start the season. Played the last 3 games. And I mean, to me, if I'm Eric and them, I got to get answered what, you know, what the issues were, if what kind of problems that he was having, if they're not going to pop up again. So he played last 3 games, 47 carries, 273, 5.8 average, and a touchdown. In this past season, 2023, 212 carries, 1,135 yards, 5.4 average, 15 touchdowns, 28 receptions for 213, 7.6 average, a touchdown. And then at the Senior Bowl, like Eric was talking about, he ruptured his bicep at the Senior Bowl. But the 2 years that he was healthy, had over 200 carries and had over almost 1,200 yards in both. But the thing about it was he had 38 touchdowns rushing in the 2 years, rushing in the 2 years. So that's pretty impressive. Because Marshall, they'll play some big schools. Now his strengths, he's got good hands and concentration catching the football. I mean, he had 46 in 22 and he had 28 this past year. Excellent feet and quicks. Has a lot of touchdown production. Quick, good quicks, good base and balance. He's got good inside vision. He has a burst. He competes. He has got good lower strength, good acceleration through the hole. He keeps his feet moving. Excellent on the goal line, as 28 touchdowns says. Fluid hips. One cut and burst. Good hands. Very patient runner. Will spin out to extend the plays. Lines up in the slot also. Changes tempo when he runs. He ran a 6.98 60 meter, which is pretty good for his size at 206 pounds. Weaknesses, size, home run speed, history of fumbles, leg drive, average fumble every 49 touches. He'll play a little high and he won't move the pile. We'll need work on blocking. In summary, I said this kid, you love his quicks, change of directions, burst, has good patience as a runner, will get a little high at times, not the big speed, but has a lot of goal line production. He can catch out of the backfield, needs to improve blocking and protecting the ball. Now, when I see him out at mini camps, I see a guy that looks like a good player, but he doesn't do anything great. He's got good vision, and you don't see any great speed or anything like that. What he's got to be is he's got to be kind of a jack of all trades. He's got to be able to do everything for them. He's got to improve his blocking. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. So he's got to be able to go in there on whether it be first, second, or third down. Justice Hill, he can do that, but Justice Hill's not a good blocker in the backfield. He's good receiver in the backfield. The big question is, and you mentioned it earlier, Bob, I mean, the depth, if Henry gets hurt, what happens? Well, to me, what happens is that Lamar's got to run the ball a lot more. That's going to be the thing. Or they're going to have to bring a guy up off the practice squad, or they're going to have to go get a veteran. And that's probably what they would do, would be to go get a veteran, because there's not a – I mean, we like what we've seen in Hill. Hill's a good football player, and he shows some burst. And I think that's why they paid him. He's outstanding on teams. But like I keep saying, is when you've got one guy – you look at the Ravens' positions where they've got a high-priced player. Quarterback, look at the backups. Cheap. Running back, look at the backups. Cheap. Tight ends, you got Andrews, got all rookies. Roquan, got rid of Queen, got rookies. So, I mean, you just take a look at when they've got a high-priced guy at a position, you just can't afford to pay another one. So that's where they are at the running back position. Do I like Ali? We'll see. I mean, I like him. I like what I see out at the mini camp, but I got to see him with pads on and them going full speed with the O-line and stuff, because it's not full speed right now with the O-line and the D-line and stuff. So what we see so far is okay, but the fumbling could be a huge is a huge issue with Harbaugh. And if he puts a ball on the ground, he won't be playing. And then if he's not playing, what do they do? Then you got to go get a veteran. But he's the only one, really, he and whatever other backs that they want to try in the preseason games, that's who's got to prove what they can do.
And John Harbaugh, if you fumble, he won't put you in the doghouse because he doesn't have one.
Nope.
Well, this is John Harbaugh, who benched Ray Rice in a playoff game for putting the ball on the ground against the Colts the year they won the Super Bowl 2012. And Bernard Pierce came in and helped them win that game. So he has a low tolerance for turnovers. Just ask Melvin Gordon last year.
No doubt.
Only reason Dalvin Cook was sniffing the field late in the season is because Melvin Gordon was putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah, and you John Ralston, former big-time NFL coach, college
Stanford,
coach.
Denver, yeah.
John used to say, because we'd work camps together, and he'd go, man, the ball's worth more than you are. And I think that's kind of Harb's philosophy. The ball's worth more than they are. And if you're going to fumble the ball, then the ball's staying out there. You're not.
Fifth round draft pick, not a guarantee to make the team, but you certainly don't want to cut your picks. He's playing a position that could use him. So he's got an opportunity to not only make the team, but maybe help the team in some capacity.
He's got a big chance because they need three. I mean, Henry's going to play. For what they're paying Henry, and from listening to the running back coach and all, Henry's going to be on the field a lot more than any other running back that they've had in a long time.
It's 88-80-1057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. Got more Ravens talk coming up. News from the Nats. Break it down. Tavius Robinson entering year two, which could be a promising year two for him. Maybe a guy we tend to forget about from time to time. Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Talk about what's happening down on the farm for the Orioles as we hit the all-star break. Stowers and Mayo hit home runs. They do that all the time. What does this mean for their major league future? Well, Mayo looks like he's earmarked for Baltimore, but what about Kyle Stowers as a trade chip? Mike Bordick, Orioles Hangout, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Oriole Hall of Famer, he joins us 11:30. How did the Orioles avoid getting swept? Well, winning today would help the cause. But the Yankees, anyway, the Orioles are overlooking Chicago with New York looming. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Then we got the whip around 11:15. U.S.'s hope to get to the men's semifinals in the Wimbledon tennis tournament crashed and burned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Rasheen is a running back that we've really liked since really the fall. Excited about him, had a chance to see him at the Senior Bowl before he got hurt and was very, very impressive to us as a guy that can run the ball, pass protect, and also catch the ball.
Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about fifth-round draft pick out of Marshall running back Rasheen Ali, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards now in L.A. with the Chargers, Keaton Mitchell recovering from a serious knee injury. You got Derrick Henry, stud, future Hall of Famer, Justice Hill, contributor in a big way. But where is the depth after that? And does Rasheen Ali, Vinny Serrato, provide some of that depth or maybe even more than that?
Well, with Rasheen Ali, the thing that, you know, when you go pay a running back like Derrick Henry a ton of money, you know, you can't afford big-time backups. I mean, look at the quarterback situation. Can't afford to pay any quarterbacks. There's no depth at quarterback. And the money that they're paying, you know, at the running back position right now with the backups, Ali is cheap labor. Hill, cheap labor. So Ali's 5'11", 206 from Marshall. Senior, 31 and a quarter arms, 8 5/8 hands. So he's got little hands. And maybe that plays a part in all his fumbling issues that he's had. In 2020, played in 6 games as a reserve. 2021, 250 carries for 1,401 yards, 23 touchdowns, 46 receptions, 342 yards, and also had a 97-yard kickoff return. In 22, took a leave of absence to start the season. Played the last 3 games. And I mean, to me, if I'm Eric and them, I got to get answered what the issues were, if what kind of problems that he was having, if they're not going to pop up again. So he played last 3 games, 47 carries, 273, 5.8 average, and a touchdown. In this past season, 2023, 212 carries, 1,135 yards, 5.4 average, 15 touchdowns, 28 receptions for 213, 7.6 average, a touchdown. And then at the Senior Bowl, like Eric was talking about, he ruptured his bicep at the Senior Bowl. But the 2 years that he was healthy, had over 200 carries and had over almost 1,200 yards in both. But the thing about it was he had 38 touchdowns rushing in the 2 years, rushing in the 2 years. So that was that's pretty impressive, whether because Marshall, they'll play some big schools. Now, his strengths, he's got good hands and concentration catching the football. I mean, he had 46 and 22, and he had 28 this past year. Excellent feet and quicks. Has a lot of touchdown production. Quick, good quicks, good base and balance. He's got good inside vision. He has a burst. He competes. He has got good lower strength, good acceleration through the hole. He keeps his feet moving. Excellent on the goal line, as 28 touchdowns says. Fluid hips. One cut and burst. Good hands, very patient runner, will spin out to extend the plays, lines up in the slot also, changes tempo when he runs. He ran a 6.98 60 meter, which is pretty good for his size at 206 pounds. Weaknesses, size, home run speed, history of fumbles, leg drive, average fumble every 49 touches. He'll play a little high, and he won't move the pile. We'll need work on blocking. In summary, I said this kid, you love his quicks, change of directions, burst, has good patience as a runner, will get a little high at times, not the big speed, but has a lot of goal line production. He can catch out of the backfield, needs to improve blocking and protecting the ball. Now, when I see him out at mini camps, I see a guy that looks like a good player, but he doesn't do anything great. He's got good vision, and you don't see any great speed or anything like that. What he's got to be is he's got to be kind of a jack of all trades. He's got to be able to do everything for them. He's got to improve his blocking. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. So he's got to be able to go in there on whether it be first, second, or third down. Justice Hill, he can do that, but Justice Hill is not a good blocker in the backfield. He's good receiver in the backfield. The big question is, and you mentioned it earlier, Bob, I mean, the depth, if Henry gets hurt, what happens? Well, to me, what happens is that Lamar's got to run the ball a lot more. That's going to be the thing. Or they're going to have to bring a guy up off the practice squad, or they're going to have to go get a veteran. And that's probably what they would do, would be to go get a veteran, because there's not a... I mean, we like what we've seen in Hill. Hill's a good football player, and he shows some burst. And I think that's why they paid him. He's outstanding on teams. But like I keep saying, is when you've got one guy, you look at the Ravens positions where they've got a high price player. Quarterback, look at the backups, cheap. Running back, look at the backups, cheap. Tight ends, you got Andrews, got all rookies. Roquan, got rid of Queen. Got rookies. So, I mean, you just take a look at when they've got a high-priced guy at a position, you just can't afford to pay another one. So that's where they are at the running back position. Do I like Ali? We'll see. I mean, I like him. I like what I see out at the mini camp, but I got to see him with pads on and them going full speed with the O-line and stuff, because it's not full speed right now with the O-line and the D-line and stuff. So, what we see so far is okay, but the fumbling is a huge issue with Harbaugh. And if he puts a ball on the ground, he won't be playing. And then if he's not playing, what do they do? Then you got to go get a veteran. But he's the only one, really, he and whatever other backs that they want to try in the preseason games, that's who's got to prove what they can do.
And John Harbaugh, if you fumble, he won't put you in the doghouse because he doesn't have one.
Nope.
Well, this is John Harbaugh, who benched Ray Rice in a playoff game for putting the ball on the ground against the Colts the year they won the Super Bowl 2012. And Bernard Pierce came in and helped them win that game. So he has a low tolerance for turnovers. Just ask Melvin Gordon last year.
No doubt.
Only reason Dalvin Cook was snipping the field late in the season is because Melvin Gordon was putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah, and you John Ralston, former big-time NFL coach, Les college
Stanford,
coach.
Denver, yeah.
John used to say, because we'd work camps together, and he'd go, man, the ball's worth more than you are. And I think that's kind of Harbs' philosophy. The ball's worth more than they are. And if you're going to fumble the ball, then the ball's staying out there. You're not.
Fifth-round draft pick, not a guarantee to make the team, but you certainly don't want to cut your picks. He's playing a position that could use him. So he's got an opportunity to not only make the team, but maybe help the team in some capacity.
He's got a big chance. He's got a big chance because they need three. They need three. I mean, Henry's going to play. For what they're paying Henry, and from listening to the running back coach and all, Henry's going to be on the field a lot more than any other running back that they've had in a long time.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. Got more Ravens talk coming up. News from the Nats. Break it down. Tavius Robinson entering year two, which could be a promising year two for him. Maybe a guy we tend to forget about from time to time. Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Talk about what's happening down on the farm for the Orioles as we hit the all-star break. Stowers and Mayo hit home runs. They do that all the time. What does this mean for their major league future? Well, Mayo looks like he's earmarked for Baltimore, but what about Kyle Stowers as a trade chip? Mike Bordick, Orioles Hangout, or excuse me, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Oriole Hall of Famer, he joins us 11:30. How did the Orioles avoid getting swept? Well, winning today would help the cause. But the Yankees, anyway, the Orioles are overlooking Chicago with New York looming. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Then we got the whip around 11:15. U.S.'s hope to get to the men's semifinals in the Wimbledon tennis tournament crashed and burned in five yesterday. 5880-1057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Is this Chili Peppers?
No, it was Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Or Fugazi, whatever.
Fugazi. But pick a song, we'll play it. Starting 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up around 1:45-ish or so. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us top of the hour. Talk about what's going on down on the farm. Sammy Basayo playing in the Futures game. Got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports? Well, there's not a lot going on outside of baseball, Wimbledon, Summer League, NBA, WNBA, etc., etc. But some cool stuff happened on this day historically, July 11th. We'll get into that. Then Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick will be joining us. Is it cause for concern, this runners in scoring position thing that is now 12-for-68 in their last eight games? We'll talk about Bordy about that and more. Are the Orioles becoming a home runner bust kind of team? Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, I just got back from your old stomping grounds down in New Orleans. I went to a music festival.
Word. What'd you see down there?
What I told you guys the week before last, Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band outdid Usher, put him to shame. And you can Google it. The headline would say, 71-year-old Charlie Wilson from Gap Band outdoes Usher. I knew it. I told you how great that guy was.
Was he wearing his cowboy hat when he was doing all of that stuff or no?
Nah, he got out of that old Gap Band look.
He wasn't wearing his Speedos and everything that he used to?
Nah, he was dressed. Yeah, he did outdo Usher.
All right.
But real quick on the cars, you come in on the cars early.
Yeah.
When I think of the cars, I think my favorite song by them was Drive. I think of somebody, you said they had local ties. I think of somebody coming out of Fells Point. Wrote that song.
Well, Rick Ocasek's from Baltimore, and he lived here until he was like 16, 17 years old. He even talked about it, that he did the whole Baltimore experience, went to Colts Orioles games, drove to Ocean City. So he lived it, but he wrote all their tunes. Ben Orr, who's from Cleveland, actually sang the tune, Drive, though. But yeah, Rick Ocasek wrote the song.
I just picture somebody coming out of Fells Point and saying, this sounds like a nice theme to a song here. We want to drive me home, drunk as a skunk, yeah, trying to get home.
Exactly. And anyway, it's more like who's driving his old lady home is what it was.
Right. Could you guys have ever thought in a million years coming out of spring training that we would be counting on Albert Suarez to stop the bleeding? Because he's been in a situation a couple of times where we had a, you know, losing streaks or whatever, and we was counting on him to stop it. Could have ever thought of him as being a stopper?
Tony, I didn't know who Albert Suarez was until middle of February when pitchers and catchers reported, and it was the dueling Suarezes. It was him and another Suarez, one right-handed, one left-handed. He hadn't pitched in the major leagues in 7 years. Now here he is, an integral part of a rotation for a team that's trying to win the World Series this year. So to answer your question, hell no. I had no idea who this dude was.
And finally, when I look at the Orioles, I know we can get in the offensive funks or whatever, but I don't think the Orioles should ever be shut out like we were last night. I figure somebody on this team, I'm going to use old school reference, would go rob deal on somebody, all the home run hitters we have or whatever. I just think that we should, with the versatility in our offense, yeah, we have home run hitters, but we also have guys that, you know, good on the bases, stealing bases. I don't think we should ever be shut out. Last night was like a novelty to me. What do you guys think about getting shut out?
First time in almost 2 months, too, by the way. Last time they got shut out was against the Nats back in May. Because remember, they got Yankees shut them out, I think, May 1st, Luis Gil, his coming out party. Then the Nats shut them out. So it's been 2 months since that's happened. They were the victim of Baltimore last night because Hayes and Rutschman hit balls that 2-3 years ago would have been homers, and Westberg's hit the top of the wall. So you win some, you lose some. You benefit, you're the victim. They were the victims last night. But 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position, there's the problemo right there.
Right. Need to be a little bit more clutch. That's it for today, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Tony. Have a great weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles against the Cubs tonight, trying to avoid the sweep. Justin Steele, tough lefty for Chicago, 1-3 with a 295. Beat the Orioles last year at Wrigley Field against Albert Suarez, who's 5-2 with a 298, or 248, excuse me, ERA. We have time for another call, Nolan. Let's do it. Let's go to Matt in Delaware. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. So I wanted to chime in a little bit about the Orioles. You know, it's no surprise. You know, obviously, at the deadline, they've got to get another arm in the rotation, probably at least one or two more relievers in the bullpen. But honestly, a concern that I have been kind of seeing is the inability to hit left-handed pitching. You look at a lot of their guys, particularly some of the younger players, Kerstead, Couser, even O'Hearn, you know, they're not getting a whole lot of at bats against left-handed starters, and we're running out guys like McCann, Mateo, Urias. I understand Mayo's in AAA. He had a home run last night, so I don't know, you know, if they're waiting, if they're going to look to trade him. I don't really know. I know I've heard that they don't love his defense, but my concern is, like, they've got to fix that problem. We can't, in a three-game playoff series, we cannot have that lineup that we've been running out against left-handed pitching. We've got 4 games before the All-Star break. We're going to see a left-handed pitcher tonight. We're probably going to see Rodon on Sunday against the Yankees. That's 2 of the last 4 games before the break, left-handed starters. And you can go and you can look at the stats.
Yeah, we'll look at the splits, Matt, during the break. But what Hazy wears out lefties, Mountcastle historically does, but Arias is slumping again since Mateo got hit in the head with a bat. I don't mean to laugh, but he's been slumping here. Santander's a switch hitter. So is Rutschman. McCann, okay. I mean, it's not exactly Johnny Bench offensively, let's be honest. But, yeah, to your point, it seems like certain lefties come out here and mystify them. And Imanaga just had them on their heels and dysfunctioned. And Hayes' called third strike was kind of the microcosm of the game. You know what I mean? He had worked the count in his favor. Well, it was full count, if I'm not mistaken. And then took one at the knees, and that was a strike. I know the little box said it wasn't, but, you know, you saw the side replay from the Oriole dugout. That was all above the knees. That was a K. It just kind of sucked, I guess, at the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to platoon guys, you better have right-handed hitters that can actually contribute consistently. Like, I'm over Urias and Mateo. Yeah, Urias won a Gold Glove, but that was, you know, that's four years ago.
2 years ago.
Mateo is never going to be, I mean, he shows spurts of consistent offense, but I think he is who he is. And to me, we're kind of wasting opportunities to kind of gain some ground on the Yankees. I mean, they're not playing very good baseball, and it's like we really haven't taken advantage. We're only, what two games now in the division?
Yep.
I think we're 8-10 or 8-11 in the last, you know, 18 or 19 games. So, you know, they got to do something to spark the offense, and I'm hoping it's just simply making a move, bring up Mayo, and see what he can do. He can't be any worse.
Oh, hey, look, guys. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Matt in Delaware. Mayo's not going anywhere. They're not trading him. Question is, when he comes up, whenever that is, who's he replacing? He's not an outfielder. If he was a left fielder, he'd probably be mashing at Camden Yards right now. We'll talk about that very subject next with Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com, Whip Around 11-15, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Orioles, they're 12-68 with runners in scoring position, other than facing good pitching. How does that happen, Bordy? 5881057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Is this Chili Peppers?
No, it was Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Or Fugazi, whatever.
Fugazi. But pick a song, we'll play it. Starting at 11 o'clock, get your votes in, Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up around 1:45-ish or so. Tony Pantee, OrielsHangout.com. Joining us top of the hour, talk about what's going on down on the farm. Sammy Basayo playing in the Futures game. Got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports? Well, there's not a lot going on outside of baseball, Wimbledon, Summer League, NBA, WNBA, et cetera, et cetera. But some cool stuff happened on this day historically, July 11th. We'll get into that. Then Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick will be joining us. Is it cause for concern, this runners in scoring position thing that is now 12-68 in their last eight games? We'll talk about Bordy about that and more. Are the Orioles becoming a home run or bust kind of team? Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, I just got back from your old stomping grounds down in New Orleans. I went to a music festival.
Word. What'd you see down there?
What I told you guys the week before last, Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band outdid Usher, put him to shame, and you can Google it. The headline would say, 71-year-old Charlie Wilson from Gap Band outdoes Usher. I knew it. I told you how great that guy was.
Was he wearing his cowboy hat when he was doing all of that stuff or no?
Nah, he got out of that old Gap Band look.
He wasn't wearing his Speedos and everything that he used to?
Nah, he was dressed. Yeah, he did outdo Usher.
All right.
But real awesome. Quick on the Cars, you come in on the Cars early.
Yeah.
When I think of the Cars, I think my favorite song by them was Drive. I think of somebody, you said they had local ties, I think of somebody coming out of Fells Point. Wrote that song.
Well, Rick Ocasek's from Baltimore, and he lived here until he was like 16, 17 years old. He even talked about it, that he did the whole Baltimore experience, went to Colts Orioles games, drove to Ocean City. So he lived it, but he wrote all their tunes. Ben Orr, who's from Cleveland, actually sang the tune, Drive, though. But yeah, Rick Ocasek wrote the song.
I just picture somebody coming out of Fells Point and saying, this sounds like a nice theme to a song here. We want to drive me home, drunk as a skunk,
yeah,
trying to get home.
Exactly.
Anyway,
it's more like who's driving his old lady home is what it was.
Right. Could you guys have ever thought in a million years coming out of spring training that we would be counting on Albert Suarez to stop the bleeding? Because he's been in a situation a couple times where we had a, you know, losing streaks or whatever, and we was counting on him to stop it. You guys could have ever thought of him as being a stopper?
Tony, I didn't know who Albert Suarez was until middle of February when pitchers and catchers reported, and it was the dueling Suarezes. It was him and another Suarez, one right-handed, one left-handed. He hadn't pitched in the major leagues in 7 years. Now here he is, an integral part of a rotation for a team that's trying to win the World Series this year. So to answer your question, hell no. I had no idea who this dude was.
And finally, when I look at Dorio's, I know we can get in the offensive funks or whatever, but I don't think the Orioles should ever be shut out like we were last night. I figure somebody on this team, and I'm going to use old school reference, would go rob deal on somebody, all the home run hitters we have or whatever. I just think that we should, with the versatility in our offense, yeah, we have home run hitters, but we also have guys that, you know, good on the bases, stealing bases. I don't think we should ever be shut out. Last night was like it's like a novelty to me. What do you guys think about getting shut out?
First time in almost 2 months, too, by the way. Last time they got shut out was against the Nats back in May. Because remember, they got Yankees shut them out, I think, May 1st, Luis Gil, his coming out party. Then the Nats shut them out. So it's been 2 months since that's happened. They were the victim of Baltimore last night because Hayes and Rutschman hit balls that 2-3 years ago would have been homers, and Westberg's hit the top of the wall. So you win some, you lose some. You benefit, you're the victim. They were the victims last night. But 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position, there's the problemo right there.
Right. Need to be a little bit more clutch. That's it for today, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Tony. Have a great weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles against the Cubs tonight, trying to avoid the sweep. Justin Steele, tough lefty for Chicago, 1-3 with a 295. Beat the Orioles last year at Wrigley Field against Albert Suarez, who's 5-2 with a 298, or 248, excuse me, ERA. We have time for another call, Nolan. Let's do it. Let's go to Matt in Delaware. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. Morning. So I wanted to chime in a little bit about the Orioles. You know, it's no surprise, you know, obviously at the deadline, they've got to get another arm in the rotation, probably at least one or two more relievers in the bullpen. But honestly, a concern that I have been kind of seeing is the inability to hit left-handed pitching. You look at a lot of their guys, particularly some of the younger players, Kerstead, Couser, even O'Hearn, you know, they're not getting a whole lot of at bats against left-handed starters, and we're running out guys like McCann, Mateo, Urias. I understand Mayo's in AAA. He had a home run last night, so I don't know, you know, if they're waiting, if they're going to look to trade him. If I don't really know. I know I've heard that they don't love his defense. But my concern is, like, they've got to fix that problem. We can't, in a three-game playoff series, we cannot have that lineup that we've been running out against left-handed pitching. We've got four games before the All-Star break. We're going to see a left-handed pitcher tonight. We're probably going to see Rodon on Sunday against the Yankees. That's two of the last four games before the break, left-hand starters. And you can go and you can look at the stats.
Yeah, we'll look at the splits, Matt, during the break. But what Hazy wears out lefties, Mountcastle historically does, but Arias is slumping again since Mateo got hit in the head with a bat. I don't mean to laugh, but he's been slumping here. Santander's a switch hitter, so is Rutschman. McCann, okay. I mean, he's not exactly Johnny Bench offensively, let's be honest. But yeah, to your point, it seems like lefties, certain lefties come out here and mystify them. And Imanaga just had them on their heels and dysfunctioned. And Hayes' called third strike was kind of the microcosm of the game. You know what I mean? He had worked the count in his favor. Well, it was full count, if I'm not mistaken. And then took one at the knees, and that was a strike. I know the little box said it wasn't, but, you know, you saw the side replay from the Oriole dugout. That was all above the knees. That was a K. It just kind of sucked, I guess, at the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to platoon guys, you better have right-handed hitters that can actually contribute consistently. Like, I'm over Urias and Mateo. Yeah, Urias won a gold glove, but that was, you know, that's four years ago.
2 years ago.
Mateo is never going to be, I mean, he shows spurts of consistent offense, but I think he is who he is. And to me, we're kind of wasting opportunities to kind of gain some ground on the Yankees. I mean, they're not playing very good baseball, and it's like we really haven't taken advantage. We're only what two games now in the division.
Yep,
I think we're 8-10 or 8-11 in the last, you know, 18 or 19 games. So, you know, they got to do something to spark the offense, and I'm hoping it's just simply making a move, bring up Mayo, and see what he can do. He can't be any worse.
Oh, hey, look, guys. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, Matt in Delaware. Mayo's not going anywhere. They're not trading him. Question is, when he comes up, whenever that is, who's he replacing? He's not an outfielder. If he was a left fielder, he'd probably be mashing at Camden Yards right now. We'll talk about that very subject next with Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com, Whip Around 11-15, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Orioles, they're 12-68 with runners in scoring position, other than facing good pitching. How does that happen, Bordy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.